Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God wants you and I as believers to rise within our society so we can shine His light? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we are in the book of Esther and we're getting towards the end, so hang on to your hats. You know, Esther is one of my favorite books in the Old Testament, as is the book of Genesis, as is the book of Daniel. And there are some similarities in these three books and the stories of three individuals in particular in these books. Now, these individuals are Daniel, Mordecai, and Esther, and Joseph. And in each of these cases, these people were God's people, but they found themselves living in an environment that was not the nation of Israel. It wasn't where their family were. It wasn't where their people traditionally were. It wasn't even the land, in the case of Daniel and Esther and Mordecai, that God had given them. Joseph, of course, was sold as a slave into the land of Egypt. And Egypt, where Joseph was, the Empire of Persia, where Esther and Mordecai were, and the Babylonian Empire, / Persian Empire, where Daniel found himself, were the most significant or powerful empires or states or city-states or nation-states, whatever you want to call them, of their day. So it's like today, I suppose you'd say America is the most powerful nation in the world. It's like the America of their era. And so they find themselves in the America, but their nation is somewhere else. Their people are supposed to be somewhere else in a different land. But in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of this environment where they probably thought this is not a very godly place, there's not a lot of righteousness here, there's certainly not the worship of Jehovah there or the Lord God of Israel there, in that place where there was actually the worship of false gods and a culture and a religion that was, or multiple religions that was not their traditional faith in the Lord, in that place they were promoted and they did much good within those societies and within those groups of people. It's the last chapter of Esther I'm in today, Esther chapter 10, verse 3. It says, "And Mordecai the Jew was second to King Ahasuerus, and he was great among the Jews and well received by the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people and speaking peace to all his countrymen." So we see Mordecai, after many trials with Haman, his enemy, who tried to kill him, tried to have him assassinated, hung on the gallows, and on top of that, tried to kill all the Jewish people, we see Mordecai promoted. Joseph's the same. He's a slave. Then he becomes a prisoner in an Egyptian prison in ancient Egypt where there's no rights, there's no recourse, there's no lawyers, there's no legal system, there's no system of justice. And from that, Joseph becomes the prime minister of the land. And we see Daniel sent as a slave also to the Babylonian Empire. And he's promoted also and becomes one of the most powerful people in the Babylonian Empire. And in all those cases, these people did good. Esther as well, the queen, she's a Jewish girl. It's just a nobody really in that society of the Persian Empire, becomes the queen, married to the king, the most powerful man in the world at that time. And yet all four of these characters, in their promotion, they did a lot of good to the world. They shine light. You know, Jesus said, "Be salt and be light in the world." These guys were definitely salt. They were definitely light. What can we learn from their stories? God wants you and I to be promoted in everything we do. Whatever space or sphere or sector or workspace or place of business or place of study or your social places, your sporting groups, clubs, you know, groups that you're a part of, maybe even your body corporate, I don't know, where you live. God wants to promote you. Why? So you can do good. So you can create peace. So you can just make the world a little bit more of a better place. This is the plan of God. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world." He said that in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And so we need to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, you know. And so as Christians, we shouldn't be afraid of promotion. We shouldn't be afraid of success. We shouldn't be afraid of doing really well in our workspace, in our workplace. Why? Because then we can influence more people. You know, I think in the old days, some Christians thought, oh, that's, you know, a little bit unholy, or, you know, it's proud to want to be successful or want to achieve too much. I'll just stay humble and stay small, stay insignificant. Well, these guys were all God's people and they were not insignificant. They were significant. They were influential people. They touched the lives of many. They continue to touch lives today. Why? Because they allowed God to promote them through their hard work and their diligence. I want to encourage you today. Do your best at what you do in life and let God use you to shine His light.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.